When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
An Ohio woman is accused of tying herself up, ripping her own clothes in a fake kidnapping stunt posted on social media. Sheriff Richard Jones describes it as, quote, one of the most bizarre cases we've had in quite some time. Friends of Thelma Williams called 911 after photos and videos showed the 38-year-old tied up and gagged with what appeared to be a pair of women's underwear.
Oh, we know what Thelma likes.
We have a picture of Thelma. She's a real beauty. Hang on. Show the picture first. Sorry, mm-hmm. Joey. She's a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm. Looks just like you.
Yep.
Is Bone TV not working today? What's wrong with you, Joe?
I think I actually told him the video first, but that was my fault. There she is. Yeah.
Oh, well.
The videos were posted on Williams' Facebook, along with threatening messages indicating that she was being held against her will. Williams' muffled cries can be heard. I'll play that in 1 second. At one point, she apparently says someone sliced her throat.
Oh.
Here is the actual video, and this is all you have on the video for the audio. It's hilarious. Check this out. Here we go.
What is going on?
She just has underwear in her mouth.
And what is she?
And she had a video and she ripped her shirt and stuff and said that she got kidnapped. So multiple law enforcement agencies responded to Williams' home.
That's hilarious.
Found her loosely bound with her hands behind her back and her clothes ripped. Jones said that the search for a suspect was an all-hands-on-deck mission until Williams' story started to unravel. After questioning her, Williams told deputies, quote, she fabricated the attack to get attention.
She also said,
sheriff said it. He said, I hope she gets a lot of time in jail for this. Williams is charged with making false alarms. Fatty's got underwear in her mouth.
Oh, that's great.
A 66-year-old woman has been arrested on multiple charges after she allegedly attacked police with a flaming broom as they tried to take her into custody.
It's a good weapon.
Yeah, for alleged threats against a Gwinnett County State Court judge. Police said officers went to Irene Handy's home Thursday morning after they received a report about an offensive banner that was reportedly hanging from her home. Police did not specify what was written on the banner, say the handmade banner was offensive but legal in its content. The police captain said in a statement, however, it violated the city sign ordinance by exceeding the square footage allowed for a temporary sign. I don't know what the hell's going on. Anyways, they go in to take her. There was some threats being made. Police began working on getting a warrant for Handy's arrest and stuff. And when they went into the house, she lit a broom on fire.
You know she's done that before.
Oh, absolutely.
It's been her weapon before.
And came out and tried to hit the officers with it and stuff. And she looks exactly like a lady that would have a flaming broom. Check her out.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Don't make me get my flaming broom.
Yeah. She's a witch is why.
Right, that's exactly why.
You know what she also looks at? You look at her face. Watch this, ready? You play those commercials at the 10 o'clock. I'm going to get a flaming broom one day from that lady.
So she's in trouble for all kinds of different stuff. Disorderly conduct, simple battery, harassing phone calls, fleeing or attempting to elude, flaming broom. I don't know if that's a charge. Failure to appear and all kinds of different
stuff. I feel like she's one of those DC comics where they put her in jail, but then they're like, we need somebody to go in there. Get flaming broom.
Get the
lady.
Broom.
Yeah. Is it Alexia?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alexia. How are you?
I'm okay, sir.
What's going on?
You were talking about a situation, I guess, that I encountered last week on Tuesday.
What is that? Give me
Wednesday. My friend decided to fake her own kidnapping and incite panic with a whole bunch of people.
Okay, hold on. Which one? What was your friend's name?
Thelma Williams.
And that's the lady with the underwear in her own mouth?
Yes, sir.
Where does she live in Florida?
She lived in Florida. She lived up in St. Pete and up in Pinellas area. We worked together for about a year, and then she left our company, moved back to Ohio with her daughters. And she was actually supposed to be moving back down to Tampa today.
Why did she? Do we know why she did this? What was the motive for this?
Just for attention, she said.
She wanted attention from her friends and family. She had just broken up with her boyfriend, and I wasn't showing her enough attention. He wasn't showing her enough attention, and her friends down here, because we have lives outside of being friends with her, didn't show her enough attention.
Is she one of those needy bitches that's always needing you to pay attention to her?
Yes, she was. She hid it very well. I mean, none of us saw this coming. I mean, I got the pictures before they were ever posted on Facebook, me and her boyfriend's ex-wife.
And when did she text them to you?
She texted them to me. She sent them through Facebook. I was actually at lunch with my son and my mother for his, because we were taking through college, looking at colleges, and all of a sudden my phone started buzzing. I looked down, and I had some very interesting pictures and decided to call for a welfare check.
Yeah, so what are you thinking? You get the picture, and she's... So for those of you who missed the story, this lady, she stuffed a pair of underwear in her mouth and tied herself up loosely, I guess the most she can, while, you know, you're tying yourself up. And then she reported it that she was kidnapped and tied up, and you this is one of her friends. Yeah, that's the video. Do you want to give me a little more going?
There's actually more to it that nobody knows about.
What, you got more pictures?
Well, there's more. She made a fake Facebook account about the person, Tony, that was stalking her, and she started adding friends of her boyfriend and personal friends just to say that that was the guy stalking her from Tampa.
So she made up a stalker?
Yes, she made up a stalker, said that her Facebook had been hacked a couple weeks ago, and she was actually going on to the Facebook and making comments to me, other coworkers that are personal friends of hers, and her ex-boyfriend, her current boyfriend at the time.
You know, you keep saying that, and that's for the most perplexing thing, that she had not one but two boyfriends. She did not look like the kind of lady that's getting boyfriends.
She was.
She got crazy sex life?
That I do not know. Thank God. She was actually supposed to move in with me this weekend.
Oh, my God. So what's going on? So is that not happening now?
No.
Why? Because she's crazy?
A little bit crazy is an understatement.
That is hilarious. At first, I wasn't sure if you were telling the truth, so we were fact-checking everything as you're saying it. Fine. Yeah.
I'm actually on her Facebook under my married name, not my maiden name, I used my maiden name on the 911 tapes.
Oh, man. When you call them up and they're like, I want to check my friend. She says she's being kidnapped. Is that what you say? What do you say to them?
I said I wanted to do a welfare check. I'm getting disturbing pictures of her saying she was kidnapped. Mm. And in the process of talking to 911, she started calling in. So I merged the phone call with 911, and she's actually on the 911 tape. And she was saying that she was concerned that her daughter was upstairs, that she can't hear her daughter, that he had cut her throat.
Oh, my God. What a lunatic.
Yeah.
What a lunatic. Now, when you watch the video, you know what she said there? She said,
yeah, but there's a lot more to it. I mean, I don't know how much of the 911 tape has been released, but we were on the phone for a good 20, 25 minutes with all of this while they were trying to locate her.
And what did they send somebody out there when they came out there? They saw that she was, like, barely tied up, right? And they didn't cut her throat.
They kicked the door down.
Yeah.
So now when you called 911, did you just call 911 and would go to local police here or whatever? Did you say, hey, this is happening in Ohio or what?
Well, I called Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office first, and they said, well, we can't help you. Google the county she lives in and call their sheriff's department, which I Googled Butler County, and I got their emergency system. It was a non-emergency. I told them what was going on. I gave them her address. They need to know if it was north or south because it's two different counties if you go south or if you go north. So that's right when she called in, I got south out of her. I mean, she played the part very well.
Can I just tell you what a good friend you are? Because if I would have called them and they would have been like, you have to Google, then now I would have been like,
she'll be fine.
Yeah.
She'll be fine.
Yeah, she'll get out of it.
Well, good thing that this happened before she moved in with you and did some crazy stuff to your family.
That's exactly what my husband said. He said, thank God her crazy was before she came down.
Can you give us her phone number?
I can. I know she's still in jail.
Oh, she's still in jail, huh? All right, well, hold on. Hold on and give it to Carmen off the air, because I'd like to call that cuckoo bitch when she gets here.
Not a problem.
I like you. You're very funny.
Thank you.
You're like, because you're a good crapster. I can hear it in your voice. hold on, Pungan. Thank you for calling.
Not a problem, sir.
Thank you. Carmen, oh my God. That's when, so Galvin's doing the story, and this lady called in, and it says she's a 911 caller from the kidnap story, and I was like, okay, what are the odds?
Right.
It's in another state. It's all this. I was just letting it hang out there for a minute. Turned out that was really her. That's hilarious.
Interesting.
So the woman pretended to tie herself up just for, that's cuckoo. That's
just
straight
for attention.
Up. Yeah, for attention. Like if you had some sort of financial motivation behind it or if there was something, some other end result, but instead you're just doing it so people can talk
right,
about
like
you.
Right, like you've heard people call in like a bomb threat or something because they didn't want to go to work or whatever or something, but this is just like, I just want people to pay attention. Well, they're paying attention, right? Yeah. And probably crazy that who stuffs their own panties in
their
mouth?
I know.
Right? I think they were warned.
I mean, why would you stuff someone else's panties in your
mouth?
Well,
maybe just don't use panties.
No. If something tells me she doesn't have sexy panties either.
Oh, no.
She's got bloomers.
Oh,
big difference. Bloomers.